Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 20th of June, 2024, which makes it the summer equinox, the longest day of the year. Now, I hope you are well. I hope you're having a great week. We, for the last couple of days, we've had some really nice sunshine, and that has really lifted everyone's spirits, I've got to say. I'm certainly seeing lots of smiley faces going around. But we've actually had a mad couple of days. Mad week, thinking about it. I'm over my migraine I had on Sunday/Monday. That's all gone and over with, thank you. But yesterday we got a phone call from Amanda's mum. Amanda's mum, unfortunately, is suffering from cancer. And she's going through chemo. It's not pleasant, of course, it's not pleasant. And unfortunately, she got a phone call. She was struggling to eat, struggling to function. So Amanda's gone over there to care for her for a couple of days. And added to that today, I got the news that one of my cousins has also passed away. Now, my cousin, we weren't close. I haven't seen her in years, in all honesty. I've got a very, very big family. So this is one of those things that I may sound quite blasé. It's just it's a large family, but she passed away, and she was only 6 months older than me. It's quite nerve wracking the fact that we were so close in age. I remember when I was born, we had three of us all around that same age. Not that I remember being born, but there's three of us that were all around the same age. This cousin that's passed away, cousin that passed away many years ago, and I'm the one that's left from that year group, which is a little concerning. You know, I'm not old. I'm 42. So what's happening? What is happening? But what this has got me thinking about is looking after ourselves a little bit better, and in particular, paying attention to the food that we eat. Now, admittedly, since I got back from Ghana as well, and this was a plan anyway, I actually put myself on a bit of diet. Nothing too serious. I actually eat quite healthy most of the time. Don't eat a huge amount of sugar, but if we do, it is a treat. But I'm looking basically to lose a bit of weight. I'm in pretty good shape otherwise. I'm just very over. Well, I'm obese. You wouldn't believe it, but I'm actually obese. So I want to get my weight down. And since coming back off from Gardener's World, I said to Amanda, what I'm going to do, I'm going to cut out carbs and cut out sugar. Now, as I said, I don't eat much in the way of sugar, other than fruit, very little in the way of sugar. It would just be perhaps the odd donut or something like that as the occasional treat, which I do believe is good for us. The biggest problem that I've always had is I overeat. I don't know when I'm full. I will continue eating. I hate leaving food on my plate. I overeat. And I always think I'm hungry and going to eat more than what I actually will. So this week I've cut out carbs. I've cut out sugar. And I'm hoping it's going to, and I'm going to carry on for this for the foreseeable, on the hope that we're going to cut out or get my weight down to what I want it to be. And this has all brought me back to growing your own food. It's reminded me just the importance of good food. And I genuinely do believe, and you probably agree with me, this growing your own food is the best way to get the healthiest, cheapest, freshest, tastiest food there is, with no chemicals and no preservatives. So effectively, we're not poisoning ourselves. Now, it is such a fantastic hobby, as I'm sure you're aware. You're loving it yourselves, I'm sure. We grow lots of food here. It is challenging this year to get enough food. And granted, it has been a very, very challenging year, and I'm sure everyone is finding that as well. But like yesterday, I harvested our first dragon's egg cucumber, and I've eaten that already. We've got many more to come in, but it's absolutely delicious. It was straight off the vine. Back home, I cut it up and used it in a salad. Today, I used it with a meal that I cooked for my brother, who had looked after Roxy today. And even he complimented on just how tasty and fresh these dragon's egg cucumbers are. Plus, I mean, they look fantastic anyway. But that just goes to show the ability added to the lettuce and the salad leaves, the rocket, everything else that we are harvesting at the moment. It is absolutely delicious. But best of all, it is fresh. It comes straight out of our garden and we don't use chemicals. So I think it is the healthiest food on the planet. Now, of course, we've got more food coming on. And I've often thought about talking about food health and how it can help us. But it's one of those I've always felt it really needs an expert or a doctor to really talk about it. But it might be something that I think needs discussing a little bit more on the podcast. But I think there is definitely something in it. I think I could do the research and share what I understand, you know, what nutrients are in what vegetables and things like that. And I think if I lose weight, like I'm hoping to do, it will certainly come through. Now, something I have done today, being the summer solstice, it has been the time to sow our parsley as per the newsletter. Now, parsley, I once heard an old wives' tale who said to sow parsley on the longest day as it prevents bolting. Now, what I've discovered in all my years of growing parsley is that parsley tends to bolt when it gets hot. So sowing it on the longest day, the theory is it will get cooler and what have you. I personally find it better to grow through the winter, but, you know, parsley is absolutely fine to grow at this time of year. Now, what I've done when it comes to sowing the parsley, you put it in a sunny spot. I've planted it, I've sown it in several places, actually, because we've got quite a bit of seed to use up. Some in my veggie pod, where I often grow herbs, but also I've just lifted up some of my garlic. So I've sown it in a row in where the garlic was as well here at home. And, of course, I've sown some in seed trays to plant out as well. Now, what I've done to sow these, I've made a drill in the ground or dibbed a hole, depending on where I'm growing, about half a centimeter deep, and given them 20-25 centimeter space between each row. And I've tried to get a seed spaced about every 15 to 20 centimeters. Easier said than done. Covered it back, and then I will just keep it well watered, and it needs to stay moist at all times, which, you know, now the sun's coming out, that's going to mean watering daily. And then once they germinate, we'll let them grow, and then we'll just harvest as required. Pretty easy thing to grow. We may have to thin them out as they grow, again trying to give them that 15 to 20 centimeter space, or we're going to have to plant them out if we've done them in plants as well. But, you know, nice and easy thing to grow. We haven't really we won't do much in terms of feeding. If we do, it's just a balanced fertilizer or a high nitrogen fertilizer just to promote decent foliage development. And then, of course, we've just got to keep them weed-free. But really, it is so easy to grow. I do recommend that, you know, if you want to grow parsley right throughout the year, sow some now, sow some in a month's time, sow some every month basically, and you should constantly get a supply of parsley coming through. As easy as that, really is as easy as that. I don't have much more to share with you on how easy that is. Now, it is of course nearly the weekend, and this weekend I'm hoping to get quite a bit done. I haven't been down to the allotment. I was down there yesterday. I haven't been down there today, but I haven't been down there much in this last week. So I'm going to try and get down there early on Saturday morning. Hopefully I'm going to cut the grass and everything tomorrow so it should be tidy so I can get on. I've got some courgettes to plant out. I want to give everything a really, really good water. And I've got some beans to plant out as well. I want to harvest my garlic down on the allotment because that's yet to be harvested. And then a lot of mulching and just tidying up the area is all I'm really looking at doing. And here at home, I'm having a big tidy up. We've got a few things in place that we may need to change around in the garden. One of the things I'm going to be doing is potting up some of our fruit trees and bushes that need to go into bigger pots. This is something I try and do quite regularly. obviously, once they reach their full size, they don't need much in the way of bigger pots. But at the moment, we've got some that are just in young or small pots that just need a bit more room to grow. Added to that, as I said, we've harvested our garlic, so parsley's gone in after that. We might do a row of carrots as well and a few other things just to make the best use of that space. We've also got a lot of pricking out and potting up to do, as I've already said, because a lot of our young plants are just looking a little bit young, and our brassica plants could do with a bit of a pot planting out too. Hopefully that we can get that done this weekend and keep the slugs and snails off them too. Right, I'm going to wrap this one up. Thank you so much for listening. Let me know your plans for the weekend if you have any. And until next time, please take care.